just a few very valuable du'as at the end of every amal, which we learn from our buzurg and the barakat of our buzurg that we learn, and very, very beneficial du'as. One du'a is the du'a of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbana taqabbal minna, O Allah, accept from us. Taqabbal is from the bab in the Arabic grammar, all the details, tafa'ul. And there is one particular aspect of it is that khasiyat of takalluf. That is what it means, like a person who is not sick and he says, I'm sick, making himself like a sick person. This amal of mine, Ya Allah, you accept, it's not worthy of acceptance in any way whatsoever. And who taught us this dua? Ibrahim alayhi salam. His ikhlas, who's going to bring ikhlas like Ibrahim alayhi salam? What the wealth and the money and the, what he built the Kaaba Sharif with, the pure, pure, there is no doubt, not the slightest blemish of any doubtful aspect in the, what he used to build the Kaaba Sharif. What doubt was it? But at the end, what he says, it's not worthy of acceptance. So what we have done, our namaz, our rozas, our tahajjud, whatever, where can we think that it is worthy of it? And Allah loves that you say to Allah, oh, it's not worthy of it. In your mercy and your kindness, you accept it, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim. You hear and you know everything what we have done, and you alim, you know our intentions also. Even if we have faulted, O Allah, you purify it. Allah is that merciful being. When we read Quran Sharif, all our tilawat of this month, then when we are reading it with sincerity, and then Allah appoints a farishta that what we have read and what mistakes we make, He corrects those mistakes and then presents it to Allah Ta'ala. So it is presented pure and clean. Like you write a kitab, you tell somebody, check it for me, any mistakes, he takes out all the mistakes. Now a pure rendition is there. So Allah makes it like that. So we read, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, forgive us, O Allah. We're not claiming that we have done something great. It's not worthy of acceptance. You forgive us, O Allah. Wa tub alayna, innaka antas tawwabur rahim. And then this dua, ma sha'a Allah, la quwwata illa billah. Ayat of Surah Kahf. That this dua we read, Maulana Idris Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi is written, on any ni'mat of yours, any blessing of Allah, you read this, Allah won't take that ni'mat away from you. It will remain. You read it on your family, you read it on your business, on your house, and the biggest is our ibadah, our Ramzan which Allah gave us, our whatever rozas we kept, our tilawat that we made, our du'as that we made, Allah will keep it, Allah will keep it, it won't be taken away. Otherwise, how many people, Ramzan, we were what? Angels. And after Ramadan, we become what? Devils. So read this dua, Allah will keep this ni'mat, and it will perpetuate, it will carry on. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. And ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. Read that dua, then on that, Allah will keep that ni'mat. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. Allah will keep that ni'mat for us. That it was the wish of Allah, and Allah gave it. I didn't do anything. It was done through me, not by me. I didn't do it. It was done through me, not by me. Allah Ta'ala, your fadl, your karam. And the third, Alhamdulillah, alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Oh Allah, by your ni'mat, your kindness, your gift, this good deed could have been done. We kept our rosa, otherwise you could have been, how many people are in the hospital? They had great hopes also that 10 days they were at home, rest of the Ramadan in hospital, 15 days at home, and no rosas, no nothing, no taraweeh also, you're not hearing adhan also, and you had such aspiration. So now you make this dua that Ya Allah, Rabbana, Alhamdulillah, alladhi bi ni'matihi. Only by your ni'mat. No, I did nothing. The whole world can praise you. MashaAllah. The tarawih you performed. And the tilawat you made. And everything. But it won't affect you. immediately Allah's favor. It was only by Allah, nothing of mine. I was a spoiler. I did nothing. And then the dua which we usually read after kitab reading, with Jamaat we have kitab reading, and usually I say this is the property of Jamaat, that we think that only after kitab reading. No, after any majlis we have, we should read this dua. Subhanallah bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. The great barakat of this dua, that whatever mistakes we made, they are taken out. Now that amal, whatever we did, is pure by barakat of this dua. So Allah takes out all, and Allah puts a seal on that amal. Like if a person gets insolvent in this world, then even by the laws of the country, there are certain of his assets which are not touched. Now, because now it has to be given now to whoever he was owing, whatever he owned, he's gone insolvent. But certain assets are not touched. So whatever the amal you read this dua on, it is now made exclusive for you. Now, even if hukukul ibad comes, you have to pay out other people, but on which you read this dua, that will remain for you. It is sealed. And the seal is put on there, and like for example, you have just people, monkeys of the west, of the animals, they have some ribbon cutting when they go into some building new things, some function or something. This year, whatever amal you did, a seal will put, and Qiyamah Day, you will open it. It has been kept for you, and you will open it up now. What a great dua, so simple duas. So, and سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. On which we read this dua, then the normal scale that will be used on the day of Qiyamah to weigh amal, it will be too small. They'll have to bring another bigger scale. It magnifies, it amplifies, it makes big this your amal. Small amal you might have done, but you read this. And the five du'as, while getting up and just taking a few steps, you can read your five du'as. And whatever you made your zuhr namaz, you read it. You made your asr, you made your tilawat, you made your zikr, whatever. You made a bayan, you listened to a bayan. You read these five du'as and these great, great virtues. And take less than a minute to read these five du'as. And what returns there are. So towards the end of Ramadan, we beg of Allah Ta'ala and make this du'as also. Whereas iftari time today, try and make all this du'as. And also keep in mind my whole Ramadan and my whole past life and even my future life. We ask Allah, even my whole future, accept it from me. Whatever I will be doing, you accept it all. Allah is most gracious, most kind. Allah is giving. Why aren't we taking? A poet says, oh Allah, your gifts are pouring down. My lap is too small. My basket is too small. I can't gather all of them. It's for us a matter of taking. Allah give us all tawfiq. So we read all these du'as.